President Donald Trump signed a bill with a long-awaited second round of COVID-19 relief, ranging from direct stimulus checks to an increase in food stamp benefits. Yet many Ohio Valley communities went without federal help for months as COVID-19 cases skyrocketed into this winter. Liam Niemeyer has the story of one Kentucky community that rallied to help their own as hunger and hardship persist in the region.
Blake asked Laura if she was cold. He puts his arm around her as they sit on a park bench a couple days before Christmas. With everything Laura Brooke and Blake Livesay have been through this pandemic, the couple says they at least have each other.
We don't deserve to be in this situation. Nobody does. You see what I'm saying? I've got her to think about. And if I feel like I can't take care of her, then I don't have nothing to even live for anymore.
Laura and Blake say they were working at a candle factory in western Kentucky this summer before Laura contracted COVID-19. They say they were fired after Laura was out sick for an extended time. They also say they were evicted from their trailer park. They moved in with people they met in Murray, Kentucky. And they've been desperately trying to find work since at fast food places in town. Their prepaid phone will be shut off the next day. Laura says one bright spot has been a wooden box across the park filled with food. These blessing boxes aren't a new idea across the country, but it was to Laura and Blake. People in need can take what they need, no questions asked.
It's like a breath of fresh air, and it gets, you're not as worried about that certain thing. You mean be worried about other stuff, but that, no.
Laura even puts back food in these blessing boxes she gets from her food stamps because she knows there might be people in greater need than them. These blessing boxes have been one way the community has answered the unprecedented levels of need.
This is a way to anonymously help people, and it's a way to be sure that, you know, whoever is going to the blessing boxes, you know, most likely they're in desperate need of food.
That's Mary Buck, a stay-at-home mom in Murray who started a mutual aid Facebook group called the Callaway County Collective when the pandemic hit. She and other volunteers helped coordinate the construction of at least 10 new blessing boxes this year throughout the county. There are now more than 30. She says these boxes have helped people when there wasn't enough help from the government.
That was the greatest inspiration for the blessing boxes, was the fact that there were so many people who needed that help that there was not enough help available anywhere, government or not.
And a second round of federal COVID-19 relief finally was signed in late December, offering, among other things, $400 million for food banks and $175 million for senior programs, such as Meals on Wheels. But in the months it's taken to get this bill, food insecurity has reached staggering new levels in the Ohio Valley. Census survey data published in mid-December shows about 1 in 4 households in Kentucky and West Virginia at times don't have enough to eat. In Ohio, it's nearly 1 in 5. Southeast Ohio Food Bank Public Relations Manager Claire Geisigam says they've heard from local school districts of children with severe anxiety because their parents aren't eating.
It's hard to look at the wealth that this country has and the resources that we have to tackle this problem, but it's just the fact that it's not getting to really where it needs to go, and especially for these kids. It is so incredibly frustrating.
She says some parts of the new relief bill, including a boost to SNAP benefits, is needed. But she also wonders how much of this aid will help people who've had months of rent and utility bills pile up. Some policy researchers argue that this bill needs to be followed with a third massive relief package when the Biden administration comes into office to ultimately get through this pandemic. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.